Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Next year is going to be the big one for soccer fans. The World Cup is returning to North America with matches planned across the U.S., Canada, Mexico, including a handful of matches in the Bay Area. And to mark the occasion, last year, FIFA started a global competition to create posters that showcase the unique culture, landscape, and spirit of each World Cup host city. Well, the results are in, and the honor of highlighting San Francisco and the Bay Area is going to an artist right here in Sacramento. Leroy David is the creative mind behind the new poster and joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Vicky, thank you so much for having me.
So you are an employee with Sacramento County. We know that because they wrote a press release about you winning the poster for being the host city in the Bay Area, which is just an amazing feat. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the passion for art and design? Where did that come from?
First off, I am a Bay Area born and raised. I am a freelance illustrator and graphic designer. I grew up in San Francisco. Pop culture, comic books, cartoons, and that's where it all started. My mom tells me that I started drawing at the age of 3. And the funny thing is, she's kept my drawings over the years. And so having my design selected for the FIFA World Cup, you know, it's made me reflective of my journey. And so, starting off with comic books and cartoons. And later on, I started interest in graphic design and eventually ended up at San Francisco State University, where I graduated in graphic design. But art has always been a side thing for me. I've worked tons of different industries all throughout the Bay Area, from retail to hospitality. But no matter what, I would always make time to do art.
And this isn't your first venture into sports. I mean, you have done projects for multiple California sports teams, the Giants, the 49ers, the Oakland A's, San Jose Sharks, and even the Kings.
Yes.
When did this begin for you? Now you can throw in the World Cup in soccer into your resume.
Well, sports art, I want to say, started for me. Well, it did start for me as a kid. I used to draw myself playing sports. So I will put it out there. I'm a terrible athlete, but that's why I stuck with drawing. But I would always draw myself playing sports. I collected a lot of sports memorabilia, sports cards, and I've always admired sports designs, and I've always drawn my favorite athletes. But it wasn't until, I want to say, about 7 or 8 years ago where I had an opportunity to do some artwork for NBC Bay Area Sports, where we're designed these cheer cards for the local teams, and my very first sports gig was with the San Francisco Giants, and followed by the Warriors and on to the other teams throughout the Bay Area, including up here in Sacramento. And that was something that I was just, doing as a freelance artist. And the opportunity for World Cup, it was through a contest that I didn't even know about in the first place. It was a friend of mine that emailed me and said, "Leroy, you got to do this contest." And, at that point, I thought I'd hit my bucket list of creating sports art, especially for my favorite teams. But I never thought about doing anything international like the World Cup.
So what inspired this design, the winning design for Bay Area as a host city?
So going back, this started as a contest. When FIFA and the Bay Area Host Committee had this contest out late last year, fall of last year. I didn't learn about it till a little bit later on. And so I had a small window to submit my artwork. And immediately I did my research. I've always been familiar with the World Cup posters of the past. So posters like Russia's 2018 to the Brazilian host city posters of 2014, huge, big, bold shapes. And those were designs that I've always been in love with. And I wanted to do the same for the Bay Area, but the bridges came to mind. First thing, Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge. And so
those are the two sites when you're like, okay, I made it. We're here. Especially if it's been a long drive in traffic.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I can see the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And, you know, the bridges came to mind. You know, I thought about all the other landmarks, but I wanted something that was very recognizable for the international audience. And you can't go wrong with the bridges. And so I had at least 12, about a little over a dozen sketches. But this design where I had the two bridges side by side, they're almost like dueling bridges. You get this almost worm's eye view of the bridges. It's this similar view, like when you're driving under each of the towers. That's the view. And so I envisioned the two bridges coming out of our signature fog. I wanted to include a little bit of the landscape without too much detail. And the fact that the Bay Area is hosting the World Cup at Levi Stadium, of course, I had to include the stadium in the background. And then I have like these circuit traces coming out in the back, and that pays homage to Silicon Valley.
You do have some fog.
Yes, the fog.
Some clouds in there.
I had to. Yeah, absolutely. But the fog is very important. And in the background, you see six birds or six seagulls, and that represents the six matches that Levi's Stadium will be hosting next year.
Amazing. So how did it feel to find out that you won this international competition with a short window, but you nailed it? They selected your design. What does this moment mean for you?
In January of this year, I got a call. First, it started with a call from the Bay Area Host Committee telling me that I was one of the finalists, which right there, like, you know, I dropped everything. I thought I was cool enough. And then 2 weeks later, Bay Area Host Committee called me again, and they told me that my design was chosen overall. I was in the middle of picking up my 9-year-old from school. And I had to pull her aside, and I just, I was just bawling. I was crying.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking about it right now, it still makes me teary-eyed. And I picked up my 9-year-old and Eli, and I told him, I said, hey, guess what? Daddy's designing a poster for the World Cup. And if one of the first things that came out of his mouth was, Messi? Lionel Messi? And I think he thinks I'm going to meet Messi, but it was really funny just to kind of hear that from him. And yeah, I called my wife right away, and it's, you know, to this day, and here we are in September, you know, it still makes me emotional thinking about it. And we're like 10 months away from the World Cup. So it hasn't fully hit me yet, but mm-hmm. I know once it comes around and when the event is here, and I'm sure I'm going to see the posters up on display, maybe that's when it'll hit me.
That is a well-deserved high to have to last you for about a year and a half. You know, that's only going to get better and better as we approach the big day.
I'm riding this wave, Vicky, and you know, and I'm enjoying it, and to be able to share it with the communities I serve, whether if it's the Bay Area or even here in Sacramento, and going back to the county of Sacramento, I'm so grateful that they presented me a resolution a couple of weeks ago, and that was just incredible.
Leroy, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. This is a really big deal. I'm a big radio fan.
Oh, well, we're a big fan of you. So there we go.
Member-supported Cap Radio.
Love it. Leroy David is a Sacramento-based artist and illustrator. He was selected as the winning designer of the Bay Area Host City poster for the upcoming FIFA World Cup, which kicks off next year. And that is it for Insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day.